First, we pay homage to the lineage gurus, the Venerable Mang Liaoming, His Eminence Master Sakya Zhenkong, the 16th Dharma King Kamapa, and Master Dukten Darji. Homage to the main deity of Homa today, the High King Kuan Yin, Bodhisattva. Homage to the three jewels of the altar. Sumu, all masters, Dharma educators, Dharma teachers, Dharma lecturers, Dharma assistants, temple directors, all disciples present here and over the webcast, and our VIPs today, there are very many. And there are many others who have not registered. Let me read it. Malaysian representative of the Buddhist Association of the United Nations, the Venerable Zhao San. From Indonesia, the Heng Ai Zhiguang Vihara, the Venerable Sibing. And from the Jade Temple of Taichung, the Abbot Dharma Sister Guyi. And the Director, Mr. Fang. From Academia Sinica, Professor Zhu. And the Council of Nantou County, Mr. Jian. And the Senator from Malaysia, Mr. Chen. And the famous film director and also song actress from Malaysia, Mr. Huang. And the Indonesian branch of the Ranteng magazine, President Zhang and his wife, Mrs. Tsai. And the directors of the Indonesian, the Zhangsi in Semarang, Mr. and Mrs. Guan. From Indonesia, Surabaya, Guangming Lezang Temple, the Director Tsai. And the Council Member of Nantou County, Ms. Xu. And the famous TV talk show host, Mr. Tai Ziyuan. Deputy Director of the KMT Party Kaohsiung Branch, Ms. Xu. And from Malaysian Sentami Specialist Center, Ms. Dr. Huang. And the President of the Dateng Indonesian Branch, Mr. and Mrs. Chen. From Kaohsiung University, Professor Chen. From the Business Management Consultant Association of Taiwan, the Director Huang and the Secretary Zhang. Council of Denmark in Shanghai. The assistant Shen Sun.
My university Saint Class, Zhu Jingxuan
Mr. and Mrs.
中委会法律顾问卓中山律师罗日荣律师
and attorney student at Tribunal Foundation Mr. 卓 Mr. 罗 and Mrs. 黄
中委会财务顾问 Teresa and Hudson
and the finance consultant to the Tribunal Foundation Teresa Pilsa and her husband
香港杰出企业家林鸿毅先生
and notable business entrepreneur from Hong Kong Mr. and Mrs. Lei
台北市国小家长联合会监事长
Elementary School PTA of Taipei the Superintendent Li
国军求生训练中心上校主任
and
连长连
the National Military Training Center the head of the training center Mr. and Mrs. Yan and from the elementary school PTA of Taipei City of the General Affairs Director Ms. Guan Neighborhood Broadcasting of the National Network Mrs. Liu
My sister 卢胜美卢博英卢尼英 and Hassan台湾杰出女企业家李祖嘉小姐
and the famous womanentrepreneur of Taiwan, Ms. Li Zhujia and a well-known artist, Mr. Xin Long and Mr. Xu and the president of the fundraising association for the Kalachakra ceremony of Indonesia, Mr. Yong Hua and another 100 people. And from the broadcasting media, Mr. Ho, Ms. Ho. And the producers for the Illuminating Your Heart TV program, Ms. Rebecca Su.And the producers for the Platform Sutra and development stages of the Tantric Buddhism is Master Yin Yue and Miss Pei Jun. And many other VIPs who did not register themselves. And actually, we are all VIPs.Everyone is. The fact that you can attend the ceremony, that you are VIPs. Let me say some ad.
这一尊是大德文化他所制作的
This is created by the Da Deng culture. It's a hiking Kuan Yin. And it has a background. And with the seven Buddhas at the top. It's slightly different from the other hiking Kuan Yin.And because today we transmit the great uncommon Dharma of the Haiking Kuan Yin, so the Da Deng culture also created this image of Haiking Kuan Yin. It's a very beautiful also. So if you would like to get one, just go to Tatsun Culture. So this is an ad. This is an advertisement. So it turned out that we have about 700 of this Kuan Yin statues, and this was for the Seng Yen Lu Foundation. That's also a very special one. And then he has, Master Chang Ren has another very special one, and this one is in color. So if you would like to have it, just go to the circulation department of the temple. Oh, this is for me. It's not for sale. And is there any other special thing today? Kobe of Japan. Miss Ito would like to talk about her miracle experience. And Kobe is a city in Japan, and I tried to memorize it. Konnichiwa. So face the audience. How do you do? It's my first time here. I came from Kobe, Japan, and the spiritual chapter there. It's my first time here to see you. It's nice meeting you. Good afternoon. It is my honor to be here to share my personal experience, and I'm very grateful for it. I should have been gone from this world. But on the book, the Supreme Miracle Experiences, on page 154, the content there of the article is true. In the year 2010, I had some symptoms of allergies and also and pneumonia. So I went to the university's hospital to check for it. And the diagnosis of the doctors is that I could only live for another 6 months.
スージョルが放置されました。大阪です。
医生叫我尽快进行治疗的时候
，So when the doctor suggested that I go through treatment, but at that time was when Grandmaster was in Japan.
赤い光に包まれました。
伊藤讲师亲自去拜访师尊住宿的饭店。And
Miss Ito visited Grandmaster at his hotel, and he helped and blessed me. And at that time, I felt enveloped by a red light. And then during my hospitalization, afterward,I have seen and felt incredible powers and miraculous experiences. So after, for each follow-up, the doctors and the nurses were very surprised.Because the result is something that is impossible in the medical world.
So,
For 20 times of the radiation treatment, and after the treatments to the eyes, there was some incredible experience. And the experience that happened was super ordinary, extraordinary.
所賞されました。
好像有栩栩如生的佛菩萨念祖尊的咒言组合成立。
It felt like there are many Buddhas and Bodhisattvas forming a kind of sound.
弾の箇所に投げ入れました。
白衣观音
And the white robe Kuan Yin Bodhisattva placed the lotus blossoms on the cancer cells.
南無サマンドワズラハルと言いながら少々お待ちください。
Just wait for a second. That Akalanata uses strong mudra and uses this mantra Namo Samanto Wazralan Han to show what happened, what he did at that time.
その後、鬼たちは下り顔をして立ち去りました。下り顔とは、えいえいやったやったやった
刚刚一种讲师就是示范在
So that's what the Dharma lecturer Ito did, the Akalanata.What Akalanata did toward the cancer cells, and then the ghost left the cancer cells after that gesture. And then.So Grandmaster's face was transforming like the cards that transform into the faces of various Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
So
And then after the treatment, I was very touched and my tears flowed. And then the doctors asked me, and he thought that I was in pain. Are you in pain? And I lied to the doctor that, you know, I was crying for because of happiness, because it's the last treatment that I will have. And what surprised me more is that I'm different from other patients because I don't bleed and my skin was fine. So, on April 1st was my most unfortunate day because that day all my hair fell and I sat on the toilet preparing for what may come. Although I know that it is impolite to pray to Grandmaster in toilet, so I ask for forgiveness. At the same time, I pray to him toward the white, red, and blue light, and I recite Om Ahom Yaho Sasamaha. Pray to the Grandmaster. I don't want to die now. Please help me. Because of the pandemic, I saw a blue light descend from the space and envelop me. And then afterward, the lab test actually showed recovery. And the doctors in charge said that this does not is this impossible from the medical point of view. So this is truly a miracle. So the doctors also admitted that this is a very miraculous experience. So the other patients in the hospital discussed my experience, my miraculous experience, and they thought that is this just a spiritual master or a functional master or what kind of master? And I believe that the other patients also felt the great merits of Tribhuta School.
ライゾルのビジョンも見ました。
当我在回想上师和有缘分的同门的时候，
so, 也看见了 I think back of the masters and also other disciples.
去年8月日本住吉大蔵院に参りました。
That
I vowed that I wanted to go to the Taiwan, to the Lizhang Temple once I recovered. So last year in August, I visited the Zhuji Temple in Japan. And at that time, the master in charge asked me to share my experience. So last autumn, I saw an article that was not so accurate. But now I would like to confirm that what Grandmaster wrote in his book is completely accurate. After 2 years, in 2 years I would be 60. And for the past 15 years, I have received many advice and guidance from Master Lianzi. And also many other masters and other reference that have offered their help. And here I would like to offer my utmost gratitude.And for my time during my sickness, all my the fellow disciples and the masters of the temple in Taiwan give me a lot of support and help.And I will definitely do my best for the temple and also for the people there. So now I gain a new life and I now find a new way or new path.And especially the gratitude that Grandmaster and Simu give to me is something that I cannot repay in 3 lifetimes. I will continue to provide.My best in helping the Buddha Dharma propagation done by other masters. And in Grandmaster's book,Grandmaster wrote that I am a beauty from Japan, so I would receive that reply that I will continue to do my best so that I can continue to stay beautiful. I would also like to take this opportunity to offer my deepest gratitude to all of Taiwan because for the great earthquake last week, Taiwan is the first and the most in their donation for the disaster relief. And it would be unforgettable experience seeing and meeting many of Taiwanese today here. And also, I would like to thank all the fellow disciples. And here, thank you, everyone, again. Is there any other special program? If there is another program, then it's time for dinner after soon. Good afternoon, everyone. How do you do? So, what was shared by Ito, that was the great compassion and the salvation of Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. And the one that we revered most in Tribhuta school is this Kao Wang Kuan Yin. I remember this happened for over 40 years ago at the temple of the Jade Emperor. And the abbot at that time was an ordained nun. That by the name of Si Hui Ling. After my divine eye was open, he or she took great care of me and gave me this sutra, and the sutra is called the Haiting Kuan Yin Sutra. So from that time on, I recited the Haiting Kuan Yin Sutra every day. Because in this sutra, I recognize that this is my sutra. So all the true Buddha disciples recite the Haiting Kuan Yin Sutra. Why did I say that the sutra is mine? Because I remembered it as soon as I read it, and then I entered into the realm of Haiting Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. You should know that in my past life, I was in the Xia, the West Xia dynasty. The name of the country is like the Great White High Country, a very strange name. So I'd like to tell you this true story. The White Maha or Great Padmakumara. So that's the country, the great white high country is the country for the white Maha Padmakumara and High King Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. So the name of the country was very interesting. So that's the merging of the great white Padmakumara and the High King Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. There was a great master from a Buddhist university by the name of Ding Fu Bao. He recognized the High King Kuan Yin as the supreme and the highest and the topmost. It's like a king, nothing higher than this. And the sutra is called the High King Kuan Yin Sutra. So the great white high country was created by the great white Padmakumara and High King Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. And the first king of this country was called Jing Zong. Jing, like the scenery in Chinese. And the fifth king was called Ren Zong. And the last king was called Mo Zong. There were 10 kings total. Jing Zong, Ren Zong, and Mo Di, all these three kings are the same person. That's me. So the name of the great white, that's clear enough. So the formal name of that sea, Xia, the West, Xia like West Summer, right? Dynasty is the great white high country. And the people of that country all recite the High King Kuan Yin Sutra. And this sutra in the Chinese history Wei Su, there was a man by the family name Lu Jing Yi that had referred to this High King Kuan Yin Sutra. And there was a reference to Sun Jingde, and Mr. Sun Jingde, and they got salvation after reciting the High King Kuan Yin Sutra during the Wei Dynasty, Tang Dynasty, Song Dynasty, several of these dynasties. Many people recited the High King Kuan Yin Sutra. And by reciting the sutra, they got many miracles and salvation. Because I entered into the realm of the High King Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and the High King Kuan Yin is having seven Buddhas at her crown. So he or she is the crown prince of the seven Buddhas. And the seven Buddhas are the Vipassin, Shikin, Kanakamuni, Krakukchandra, Visvabhu, Kashyapa, and Sakyamuni Buddha is the seven Buddhas of the past. So the Dharma prince of the seven Buddhas is the High King Kuan Yin. So there is a meditation, dedication in the High King Kuan Yin Sutra. So all the Gaon, Kuan Yin and all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, all the Kuan Yin Bodhisattvas and all Bodhisattvas will come and salvage us after we recite the High King Kuan Yin Sutra, when we recite the Sutra. And the experience of Lu Jing Yi is that he was in bondage and jailed. And then after reciting the High King Kuan Yin Sutra, the handcuff automatically opened. And tried it several times and it always happened. So the king of that time pardoned him, because it was very interesting, because after he was handcuffed, the handcuff opened automatically and also the prison door opened by itself. And the experience of Sun Jingde, this is something that you already know, that he was in execution and the knife was falling, and the knife is the one that broke, and second time and the third time the knives broke, and finally the king pardoned him. And this was recorded in the history. So that's why I said that the High King Kuan Yin Sutra is truly very responsive. There are many, many people reciting the sutra in the Song Dynasty. And the people of the Great White High Country, everyone could recite the High King Kuan Yin Sutra. So the Mongolians, the Mongolia of that time, attack this Great White High Country for 10 times. They did 10 attacks and finally Genghis Khan died out of rage because he could not conquer this country, because Genghis Khan won in each of his attack, even toward Europe or all of China, but he always lost over the Great White High Country for 10 times. Because it was protected by the High King Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. So the Xixia or the West Summer Dynasty, it started in Sichuan and Shanxi province, and then later on to Gansu, the mountain Qilian and Helan, and the desert area, and Lizhou, and then in the Yellow River, area. That's what I know in my own brain, inside my brain. So the Xixia dynasty, the West Summer dynasty, and the Great White Kai country, and so the first, the fifth, and the tenth king of that country were all my reincarnation. So as soon as I recited the Haiking Kuan Yin Sutra in this life, I said that this is my sutra, and this is the sutra of Two Buddha school. And today, the greatest deity is the Haiking Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. And her mudra is the Dharma teaching mudra, because he is the crown prince of the seven Buddhas. That's why the mantra, it's the mantra of the seven Buddhas, and that's the mantra of Haiking Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. So with the mantra, mudra, and her image, and Tathagatan culture has their own image, Master Changlen first had the color Kuan Yin, and he gave each master one, and then the one that we enshrine, that's also created by Master Changlen. This all would generate great merit. So today, only by reciting Haiking Kuan Yin Sutra, and they don't even know to do the tantric practice, after their death, after the cremation, there's many sariras. And this person, and this was the father of the English translator, Miss Hanifa. So only by reciting Haiking Kuan Yin Sutra, after his cremation, he born many sariras. And from Singapore, that's the Zhang Yi prison. There are many prisoners that gain sariras. And how? It's because they recited the Rukguru mantra and the Haiking Kuan Yin Sutra. So this is the sutra that can save your lives. It can eradicate all the sufferings of the life and death, and eradicate all poisons and disasters and calamities. And the other thing that's very important is by reciting 1,000 times, all retributions would be eliminated. I've never seen another sutra that said that by reciting 1,000 times it can eradicate all calamities, or all retributions, only Haiking Kuan Yin Sutra. It can eradicate the suffering of life and death. By that you can be reborn in the Pure Land. All the harms and disasters and poisons can be eradicated immediately. So by having the image of hiking Kuan Yin Bodhisattva and the mudra of the Dharma teaching mudra and the mantra, this form a tantric practice procedure by this having these three ingredients, then we can practice the tantric practice of the hiking Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. So today, we just focus on talking about the hiking Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, how great she is, and also by the sutra, how great the sutra is and how it could live, save your life and eradicate all the bad retributions and also the sufferings of life and death. So we don't have much time today. Let me continue to expound on Hevajra on chapter 13, Qi entering the central channel. So in the inner practice in Tantrayana, the most important thing is to have the Qi enter the central channel. So this is the foundation of all fruition and attainments of the inner tantric practices. And this is the first step of the inner practices. If the qi doesn't enter the central channel, there is no need to, or it's impossible to practice other inner practices. Then you can just practice to rely on others' power, that you can rely on the root guru, the main deity or the protector, and then rely on the other's power to guide you to the Buddha land. But in the inner practices, you have to rely on yourself, but at first you have to have the qi enter the central channel. That's most important. And there are two ways to let the qi enter central channel. So no matter what, we have to be very diligent and serious in our practice to let the qi enter the central channel. The first way is the Vajra chanting of Om Ah Hum. And the breathing practice of this Vajra chanting. And the detailed instructions are to be taught by the Rikuru, and this is what I would like to teach today. So we need great perseverance in our spiritual cultivation. You cannot be lazy or relax. So what is Vajra chanting in our treasure vase energy? You recite Om Ah Hum. Visualize the deity in the space and a white light enter the Om character on your brow chakra, a red light, the Ah syllable, illuminate your throat chakra, and a blue light at the heart chakra of the deity, illuminating, radiating on your heart chakra, the Hum syllable. And visualize the central channel, and then transform the Om Ah Hum to become the magnetic plate on the navel chakra or the heart chakra. So it's a magnetic plate with the three sit syllable Om Ah Hum written on top of it. And clockwise, Om. Visualize Om and recite the Om and then turn clockwise. Ah, and then turn again. Hum, and then turn again. And then Om again. And how the Guru taught you, after the empowerment of the three lights, you need to recite the mantra of the three syllable. And visualize these three syllables to descend on top of you, on to the navel chakra or heart chakra, and recite it silently in your heart. Om and then turn, Ah and then turn, Home and then turn. That's Vajra chanting. That's Vajra chanting. And you continue to recite in your meditation. So you practice the Vajra chanting that way. And the other way is the breathing. From the exhalation, contain the Om Ah Hum and then enter into your nasal until the navel chakra. And also again, like a magnetic plate on your navel chakra, turning and turning Om Ah Hum silently. Only move your tongue and always turning and turning. And that's Vajra chanting. And when you want to stop at the last exhalation, the Om Ah Hum enter into the main deity's body through his nasal. So that's the circulation. And then entering, turning, and then out, in and out, in and out. That's Vajra chanting. Have you heard of this before? That's how you practice the Vajra chanting. And second way is the Treasure Waste Energy Yoga. The Qi from the upper body push downward and the Qi from the lower body push upward. Like two bowls, cups together at the navel or heart chakra. And then hold the qi or breath as long as possible and then exhale. So what are the fifth instructions? So you the qi from the upper body push downward and you know how to do that. And the qi from the lower body push upward and you know how to do that. You hold your anus. And then the last part is after you hold the breath for a long time, and when you're about to exhale or to let out, what would you do? Then you breathe in again. That's the key point. That's the fifth instruction. And you lift your anus again. That's the key point. And then you swallow your saliva again. That's the fifth instruction. So when you lift your anus again, then the qi would enter into the central channel. Or if you breathe in again, then the qi would also enter into the central channel. Or you follow the saliva, that would also let you have the qi enter into the central channel. That's the key points, the key formulas. So if I don't say it, you don't know. But once I say it, it sounds easy. If I don't tell you, how would you know that you would lift your anus again before you exhale? Or inhale again? Or swallow your saliva again? And you do these three, that would be more incredible. All the qi would enter into the central channel. Even if you just do one of them, the qi would enter into the central channel. So, I don't say this just as I like, but this was taught by my guru. This was not a joke. This is a serious matter. This is a real, true thing. And A told B, there is a dirty joke. And then B asked, tell me. And then A said, because it's yellow, It's dirty, I cannot say it. The Grand Master also cannot say. And then B said, then just skip over the dirty part. And then A said, okay, skip forward, skip forward, skip forward, skip forward, skip forward. That's the end. But in Dharma transmission, Grand Master says the true fifth instructions. So this is it. What is Vajra chanting? What is treasure waste energy? I cannot skip forward. I would tell it all. Prior to the last time when you want to let out the qi, you want to inhale again and then lift your anus. And prior to the last exhalation, to the exhalation, you swallow your saliva again, and then the qi would enter into the central channel. So the Vajra chanting was also taught by the Guru. Om Ahom. Go in, and then it would form like a plate, and then would rotate, and then chant quietly, and then you exhale the Om Ahom, and then would enter into the main deity, and then from main deity would enter into you again. So do the Vajra chanting once, twice, three times, that's the qi circulating. So these two methods are very important. So these are not stories, these are true. But this is a story now. John loves his mom to tell bedtime stories. And then the mom told the story. There was a frog, and then John said, I'm a big boy now, I don't want to listen to fairy tales. And then the mom asked, so what kind of story would you like to hear? And then John said, how about the science fiction? Or the space? Like Star Wars, this kind of stories. And then the mom said, well, okay. There was a frog in the space. So even the space story is not so good anymore. I'm about 10 now. So why don't you just tell the restricted stories, the R stories? And then mom said, okay, but don't tell your dad, okay? There was a frog. That is naked. That's the story, but what I said about Vajra chanting and the treasure waste energy yoga is a true. It's not a joke or story. And these two methods is the best method to make the qi enter into the central channel. And after the qi enter into the central channel, the qi stays in the central channel. The qi will stay there permanently, and the qi will also merge with the central channel. So that's what's called by entering, staying, and merging with your body. and the qi melts and merges with your body, and the qi stays in the body. Like husband and wife, they live together, so they stay together. They don't go separate ways. They live together in a house that's husband and wife. But these days it's not necessarily so, because they often fight. And when husband and wife fights, what is there a joke about that? Oh yeah, there is. Husband and wife are fighting, and the wife left. And she came back and saw the husband playing with the cat. And then the wife said, how could you live with that foul pig? And the husband said, this is a cat. How could she say it's a pig? And then the wife told the husband, I wasn't talking to you. There are a lot of jokes about husband and wife fighting. She was talking to the cat. Their husband and wife fighting, and they don't get along. And they've been married for a long time, and then they drink in the garden. And then all of a sudden the wife said, I cannot live without you, really. Without you, I don't know how to live on. And then the husband, hearing that, was very touched, and the tears flowed. And then the wife said, lifted her head and saw her husband crying and said, I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to my wine. Without you, how could I live? She was talking to the wine. I said, the husband crying for nothing. And someone raised a donkey, and the donkey was very wild and kicked his wife to death. And then the whole village, everyone came from the whole village, and then the journalist interviewed him. Oh, your wife must be great. Look at her funeral. Everybody came to attend. And then the husband told the journalist silently, You know, the husbands, the men are actually trying to buy my donkey. I saw Mr. Tai Ziyuan and Xi Xiaosheng, the great artist. He just had a son, and he's called Kantan. And the three great temples of the Gelugpa is the Kantan Temple, Sarah Temple. And he said it in the television, the talk show. Why? Called the Kantan
才后悔。
So, Kantan in Taiwanese also means simple. But this boy by the name Simply Bitterness could become great. So the more I watch, the more energetic I become.It's like that joke that when you get the mental disturbances, the better, the more energetic you become. It's a play of words in Chinese. So the qi has to enter into the central channel, and then it has to stay in the central channel, and then it has to merge with the central channel. So this merging is quite difficult.And there are also key points and fifth instruction about this, and I would teach about it in the future, because now it's already 5:42. So we should get along with others, and that's quite difficult. It's also quite difficult to live with each other. Entering is quite easy, but to let it stay, and then you want to merge.And to have spiritual response is to let the qi of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to merge with yours. So the staying and merging would generate an impact in your body. But where does the qi come from? Seriously,This qi is not an ordinary qi, but it's the qi of the spiritual response with the deity, the Om Ahom. You saw it exhaled by the main deity and you inhale it in, and that's the key point. Only by doing that you can let it stay and merge.So once you gain spiritual response with the deity, then it would be easy for you to let it stay and merge. So at this time, the qi stabilizes, the qi improves, and the qi strengthens. So for us, typically, we can hold our breath for about 30 seconds, but you can lengthen it. So...When the qi stabilizes, then you would be stable. Then your posture would be upright. And then if your upper body qi is not sufficient, then you would stoop. But if the qi of the lower part is not strong, then you would be weak at the bottom, like you cannot hold your urine, you cannot, you are not robust. So your qi has to be robust. Then even if someone hit you, it would be boom, 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 wherever qi is. And you can practice.Your qi to your head, then your head would be like an iron skull. Or if qi at your throat, and even the iron rod cannot push inward. And if the qi is at the heart, your heart chakra, the heart would be strong. If the qi is in your abdomen, even if others hit you, the qi is there. Wherever the qi is,then that place would be strong. So wherever qi is, the injury there would be healed. The bruise, just do it several times. Wherever there's a pain in your body, you can direct the qi there and the pain will gradually be gone.And by practicing it, your qi would become strong. and your posture would be upright, it would not stoop. That's because of the function of the qi, because the qi stabilizes, qi improves, and qi strengthens. Grandmaster has muscles on his upper body. Although Grandmaster is 68, Grandmaster continues to train. I had 8 pieces of muscles on my abdomen before, I don't know now, but on my chest also very big. I can wear a bra. Not a flat. It's not flat. You can wear a 38, size 38 bra. I want to show it to all of you. Show them. Years old, and it's not many who still have muscles on his chest. Talking about bra, A talks to B. Let me take you somewhere where the woman do not wear bras, and B said, wow, he was excited, and yeah, let's go. And then he took him to the kindergarten next door. They don't wear bras. The girls, the little girls in the kindergarten don't wear any bras. Men. When the qi is robust and full, that the chest of a man would become very robust, that you can hit it and without, and also your throat. But this is very dangerous. Don't try it. Even the iron skull. When you practice the qi in your head, so even if you hit it, it doesn't hurt, because they practice the qi, and they direct the qi either to the head or the throat or the heart or other parts of your body or all over your body, and it becomes the qi of the upper body or the qi of the lower body, the peripheral body, the life energy, or the fire accompanying qi. So you need to know how to train the qi. That's all for today. Namo Buddhaya.
We 再次以热烈掌声感谢师尊精彩宝贵的传法开示。
Here we would like to offer our utmost gratitude to His Holiness for this wonderful ceremony and Dharma transmissions. Now I would like to introduce Mr. Huang Dehui, who is a famous singer and also director from Malaysia, who would also share his experience. But let me add a few words before Mr. Huang Dehui come up and give his speech. What I said is the Dharma teaching mudra, but actually is the Dharma turning the Dharma wheel. So actually it's the same. Turning the Dharma wheel is Dharma teaching, it's the same. Buddhas and Bodhisattvas can turn the Dharma wheels.
我比一个姿势给大家看。
So this is the mudra, the gesture. Both hands.Both hands like this. So when you place it like this, that's the Dharma, turning the Dharma wheel. And then when the two rings are in chain, this is the mudra of turning the Dharma wheel. And you know how to visualize because you already have the image. So this is the three ingredients of the Tantra practice. But the Dharma teaching mudra is this. Kuan Yin Bodhisattva's image, one hand is like this and the other hand is like this. The equality mudra and Dharma teaching mudra.But in our tantric practice, we have to form this mudra, the three fingers upright, the index finger and thumb forming a circle, and you turn the Dharma wheel, outer turning of the Dharma wheel, like when the chain is not, when the two circles are not in chain, but when the two of them are in chain, then that's called the inner turning of the Dharma wheel. Thank you, Grandmaster.